You're listening to SBS News.
It's been over a year since Pernille Jensen was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer.
I just decided to look on the positive side, and I decided that I was going to fight this terrible disease as best I could, remain positive and remain as active as I possibly could be.
For some months now, the 70-year-old has been on an immunotherapy treatment that includes the drugs Tecentriq and Avastin. Ms. Jensen has seen a dramatic improvement with her tumours shrinking, allowing her to lead a very active life. The drugs cost over $11,000 a script, and for a full course of 16 treatments, the cost came to almost $190,000. But from October the 1st, the medication will now be subsidised, costing $40 per script or $6.50 for concession cardholders. Ms. Jensen says it's a welcome move for all Australians.
I mean, I have to say that, you know, I think we're very, very lucky living in a country like Australia that, you know, first of all, we have a wonderful medical system with the combination of both the public and the private. But not only that, that in effect they're making available some of these wonderful drugs on the PBS so that people of all different, you know, age groups or whatever can actually access these drugs that help actually prevent the cancer from spreading and prolong your life.
More than 500,000 Australians will now have access to cheaper medicines when the new products are added to the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. They include treatments for lung cancer, leukemia, seizures or nerve pain and high cholesterol levels. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the listing of the drugs is indicative of the quality of healthcare in Australia.
There are many high priorities, but there are few, if any, which are as high as ensuring that Australians get access to affordable medicines. I mean, these drugs will save up to about $190,000 per course of treatment, and bringing that down to just $40, just over $40 and $6.50 on concessional treatments. It is one of the mainstays of the wonderful healthcare system we have in this country.
It's a move the Australian Medical Association has also welcomed, but AMA President Tony Bartone says there are other medications that should also be on the PBS.
I applaud the government's decisions today, but obviously there are always going to be more drugs, more medications that need to be funded and brought back to the system. And so anything to expedite that process is a good thing.
While the listings have been welcomed by the opposition, Labor has raised concerns about the government's process. Health spokesman Chris Bowen accuses the Health Minister of politicising what should be a routine process.
The fact of the matter is that Scott Morrison and Greg Hunt are determined to politicise listings when in fact they are the normal business of government and all listings should be handled expeditiously. Australians who are sick deserve to have a drug which has been approved by the PBAC, recommended as soon as possible. And clearly Greg Hunt and Scott Morrison are seeking approval for what should be a very standard listing of drugs on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.